Kix 107.3.
Good Sunday morning and welcome to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani, and as always on DMV Spotlight, we highlight wonderful people and organizations that are doing great things in the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area. And this morning, our guest on the line is the founder and CEO of Final Salute, Inc., Jazz Booth. Good morning, Jazz. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I am doing awesome. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on DMV Spotlight. And for people who aren't familiar with Final Salute, can you let everyone know what your organization does, your mission, and how did you come about creating it?
Yes, Final Salute, Inc. is a nonprofit organization founded in 2010 that provides safe and suitable housing for homeless women, veterans, and their children. I am the founder and president of the organization, and it stemmed from my own personal bout with homelessness after I had to leave the military due to Hurricane Katrina and a cancer diagnosis.
All right. Again, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest on the line this morning is Jazz Booth. She is the president and founder of Final Salute, Inc., and you said that you started this organization after the experiences that you had returning from the military. Now, was this immediately after you came back?
No, it took me several years to get back on my feet, mm-hmm. being financially and mentally and physically dealing with the issues that I had from Hurricane Katrina and cancer, to mm-hmm. include homelessness and unemployment.
Yeah.
But once I did get back on my feet, I had to kind of look back and see, you know, what other resources were available for women, veterans, and their children, as my ordeal had happened 5 years before. And it was, you know, kind of disheartening to find out that nothing had changed within those years.
Wow. And what are some of the specific programs that your organization focuses on?
Great. So we have three programs. One is our home program, which is our transitional housing program that supports women and children once they have become homeless. Our SAFE program is our financial assistance program, which is meant to prevent homelessness through emergency financial assistance. And our stand-up program is where we provide employment support through donated business, clothing, shoes, makeovers, image consulting, things that will help them on the presentation side of the house and employment that many people really don't address.
Oh, wow, those are great programs. Again, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest on the line this morning is Jazz Booth. She is the president and founder of Final Salute, Inc., which focuses on providing assistance to veterans with safe and suitable housing, especially if they're homeless. Now, is this a big issue with veterans here in the United States? What is the percentage of female veterans that come back that are homeless or are encountering situations where they don't have suitable housing?
Well, the estimated number right now is 55,000 homeless women veterans nationwide. However, not even the VA has been able to pinpoint that number because they didn't track women veterans as a homeless population until 2011.
Wow.
So that's pretty much a guess. And so we have been historically an afterthought when it's come to supportive services, and it's created an epidemic being homeless women veterans with or without children.
Wow. And now what are some of the factors that contribute to the homelessness of veterans?
Yes, there are definitely various factors that contribute to homelessness, whether it's unemployment, sometimes it's substance abuse, mental health, PTSD, military sexual trauma, divorce, domestic violence. It runs the gamut, but the number one cause being just life. I think people think that when we leave the military, we have life set up for us because that's pretty much what you hear. Or you can find a job, there's a program here, but you don't plan to come back from a war zone and suffer from PTSD or military sexual trauma. You don't plan for your family to fall apart and get divorced or experience domestic violence. Those are things that you can't plan for. And so life comes at you, and sometimes homelessness is the end result of it.
And your organization is definitely assisting those in need. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest on the line this morning is Jazz Booth. She is the founder and president of Final Salute, which provides assistance to women veterans in all different areas. Now, you mentioned earlier the different programs that are offered. Now, can you tell us, since the inception of the organization in 2010, some of the different success stories and different women that have been helped?
Sure. I mean, there are many success stories. You know, every woman that we've been able to prevent from homelessness is a success story. We as an organization have supported over 2,000 women, veterans, and children in over 30 states and territories. And that's significant because we've done all of this without federal funding and without having a model to to emulate. We've had to create everything from the ground up, and we've been able to do great things, just systems, care, and concern.
Again, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest on the line this morning is Jazz Booth. She is the founder and president of Final Salute, which provides services to women veterans in need. And one of the programs that you mentioned earlier, and I wanted to go more in depth on, is your home program. And can we talk about that?
Yes, our home program is our transitional housing program in which we house women veterans and their children for a period of about 2 years. We have a 9,000 square foot facility in Alexandria, Virginia, which is the only housing for women veterans and their children in the D.C. metro area. We can take women and veterans 10 at a time, and with them staying there for housing, they also receive food, clothing, and other wraparound supportive services through our resource partners to help them truly get back on their feet and offer them a hand up, a handout.
Wow, that is awesome. Now, if there is someone who is listening who perhaps may be a veteran or know a female veteran who is experiencing hardship or need, what is the process getting enrolled in the home program? Is there a screening process, a phone number to call, and how long typically does it take before someone gets admitted to the program?
Well, the first step in getting into any of our program is to go to our site, www.finalsaluteinc.org. And based on if you need housing or emergency financial assistance, you would just apply directly on the site. The major thing that they will need is their DD-214 and proof of the bills or any eviction notices they may have, so we can verify their current situation. There's not a lot of red tape. You know, they get us the documents that we need to verify. They can be in the house within 72 hours of reaching out to us. And that includes doing a background check.
Again, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest on the line this morning is Jazz Booth. She is the president and founder of Final Salute, Inc., nonprofit organization. And we're talking about some of the various programs that are currently being offered for female veterans. Now, there's also another program that your organization offers called SAFE.
Yes, so people always ask me, you know, what's the answer to homelessness among veterans? Is it more homes? And I said, no, it's quite simple. It's less homeless veterans. And how you get to that is through prevention. So we already know what the root causes of homelessness are. So if we're able to, you know, support and give them resources for those causes when they need them, then they, you know, we could save a lot more from being homeless. So if you can keep them in their homes to help them pay their rent and utilities, why not do that? If you can give them the mental health or other resources they need from a mental health standpoint or from a family standpoint, then you should do that. The services should not open up once they're homeless and once they've hit rock bottom. Prevention is the key, and that is what our SAFE program is geared towards.
Right. And what are some of the things that happen in your SAFE program, and what is the enrollment process if someone is listening and they are a female veteran and they'd like to find out more?
So if they're facing eviction or they're falling behind on some bills, even for some people, their car is how they get to work and provide for their families. So if they fall a little behind on some of their car notes, we can assist with that. They would, again, go to the site, upload their DD-14 for proof of their honorable military service and also the bills they need support with. And based on funding, if we help them, we're also able to do that within a 72-hour period.
Wow, that is awesome. If you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest on the line this morning is Jazz Booth. She is the founder and president of Final Salute, Inc., nonprofit organization assisting women veterans in prevention of homelessness. And we've been talking about the various programs that your organization offers. And one that we touched on earlier, but we didn't go in depth in, was the Stand Up program that you have. And that, I think this is really, really great. Could you elaborate on that program and how it helps women?
Yes. Yeah, so when I got off of active duty in 2013, I had pretty much worn a uniform for my entire professional career. And so once you transition to the military, there's a lot of emphasis on job training, job skills, and make sure you have your resume transition into civilian skills so the civilian people can see the quality of working skills you did in the military. But however, no one talks to you about presentation. So that nice, tight resume is going to get you in the door, but if you don't look presentable by civilian workforce standards, that could hurt you. And that's one thing that I wish that I had known. You know, I hadn't, you know, worn dresses that much or put skirts and blazers together and put, you know, I rarely ever wear makeup or uniform. My hair was always short. So it's a bit of an experience trying to, you know, get back into that mold and back into a part of society that you've disconnected with. And again, most of my adult career, I have been a soldier. I hadn't been anything else. But if you also think about if you are struggling through your military transition, you haven't found a job yet, you have kids, you may not be able to afford a professional wardrobe. And so that's what our standard program does. We take donated business clothes that are slightly used, business shoes. We have professional hair and makeup artists to give you a look, show you how to do quick looks, show you how to put certain, you know, makeup palettes together so you're presentable. And they also get a professional headshot for their LinkedIn profiles.
Wow.
That's another thing that we're in a huge digital age. And so there are a lot of recruiters that are on LinkedIn. And if you go to most military LinkedIn profiles or veteran profiles, they still have their military photo up there. But they're not hiring that person. So we want to give them that professional appearance of, this is the person that's going to work for my company and represent my company.
Wow, that is awesome that the program that you're doing. Again, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Coco Lani. Our guest on the line this morning is Jazz Booth. She is the founder and president of Final Salute, Inc., nonprofit organization, which provides homeless women veterans with safe and suitable housing. Not only that, but offers an array of programs. And we're talking about the Stand Up program, which I think is really great. And you touched on something, because that is not just for females, but also for males, too. For so many years, they're in the military. And then when they get out, it's like, okay, I got to wear regular clothes. So was that a shock for you when that first week or that first month when you no longer had to be in your uniform?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely was a huge shock. I just looked in my closet and it just felt like nothing was in there. But I would say, you know, I'm not a male veteran, you know, so I can't speak for how the
right.
presentation part works for them. But I pretty much, you know, you wear a suit and you're set to go. You're not judge as much physically as women are as a society. That's just how it is. And so you feel self-conscious. And, you know, we've had to kind of disengage with a bit of femininity
mm-hmm.
while we served. And
true.
So now we're having to step back into that, you know, to go into the civilian workforce. And sometimes it can be overwhelming. And for some, it can be traumatic because they haven't seen themselves or felt like women, you know, in such a long time, you know, because of the jobs and the roles they had to, you know, as soldiers. And I'm using that term universally.
Right, universally. And you were in the Army, correct?
Yes.
Okay, all right. So we are talking about the Stand Up program for women, which is really great. And for people who are listening who may have professional business attire that they would like to donate, because you mentioned that a lot of the wardrobe that you do provide to the women are donations. Now, what is the process for receiving donations?
All right, so to give donations for the Stand Up program, we do partnership with several local businesses that have drop-off points. Our resident manager was also able to get some things, but we prefer that they work with the drop-up points because we have a very small staff. And having those drop-up points allows people to have that convenience to look for a place that's near to them where they're not having to come,
okay.
you know, way into the Alexandria city and such. We also have people who are part of groups, associations that take up collections within our groups and associations. But we definitely like to thrive and have those partnerships together because it helps us stay organized and it helps the community, you know, get involved in, you know, and be able to organize and make this a community initiative.
Right. And when they do donate, you're accepting dress suits, dresses, shoes, accessories, everything?
Yes, we receive jewelry,
oh, wow.
you know, pumps, wedges.
Wow.
And what's cool is last year, Diane Von Furstenberg, I hope I'm saying her name right. I'm not a girly girl, so I don't know the designers or the brand. But she donated 600 pair of brand new shoes
wow.
last year.
Wow, that is awesome. Now, if someone is listening and they'd like to find out the donation drop-off points, they can find that out and all the information on the website.
Right. We always send a blast out around February. We collect February through May. The event is always Mother's Day weekend.
Okay.
And so we'll send a blast out. So I would say it's better to watch our Facebook page.
Okay.
In order to see when we're starting to collect for stand-up, or they can always email us and ask as well. And the email address is donations@finalsaluteinc.org.
All right. Again, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Coco Lani. Our guest on the line this morning is Jazz Booth. She is the founder and president of Final Salute, Inc., providing programs and assistance in aid of preventing homelessness for women vets. And we talked about so many of your programs and the Stand Up program, which I think is just wonderful. As you mentioned, you do makeovers for women vets and so many things. And that leads into the next part. There's a wonderful event that you sponsor each year for women vets, and that is Miss Veteran America, which just took place a couple weeks ago. And tell us the reason that you started Miss Veteran America and how it's been received.
It actually has been received very well. We started in 2012. And, you know, most organizations, they have a major event that kind of tells people about what they do, you know, why they do it and who it benefits. But I noticed as a woman veteran that when I went to a lot of veteran-centric events that were focused on women veterans, they portrayed us all like a bunch of birds with broken wings and damsel wounds distress. Oh. Whereas I went to male veteran type organizations, they were the strong war fighter providers, you know, very, you know, macho type portrayal. And I didn't like that we were being perceived as weak and needed saving. And so I wanted to do an event that, you know, definitely highlights our cause, but also honors the woman beyond the uniform and also reminds people about our service and our sacrifice, you know, as women veterans. You know, we might be seen as a support element, but once you go into a combat zone, you know, every line is a front line, regardless of what your jobs are. And I think people forget how much we serve and sacrifice. You know, we have to leave our children, you know, to go and serve overseas. And sometimes some of us don't come back. And so Miss Veteran America is a accumulation of the 2 million women stories who have served and worn in U.S. military uniform.
Wow. Again, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani. Our guest on the line this morning is Jazz Booth. She is the founder and president of Final Salute, Inc., nonprofit organization. And we're talking about one of the major events that the organization does each year, Miss Veteran America, the woman beyond the uniform. Now, you mentioned the reason for starting it. Now, what makes Miss Veteran America, despite the fact that all the participants are veterans, but what makes it different from the different pageants that we hear about, like Miss USA and things like that, as far as the categories?
Well, Miss Veteran America isn't a pageant. It's a movement.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I like
so,
that.
You know, it's definitely a movement. And, you know, in comparison to the other quote-unquote pageantry systems, you know, they all have an associated cause, as such as Miss Veteran America has an associated cause. But with Miss Veteran America as a competition event, they share that bond of military service. These women all may have different stories, but they have a common bond, and that is the uniforms that we've worn, the country that we've defended. I don't think there's anyone or anything more beautiful than a woman who's willing to raise her right hand and die for her country. And that is what Miss Veteran America is, and that's what separates her, you know, as an event.
Great. How many contestants were in the movement?
So it started with about 400 that apply, wow. And then we get down to the top 25 who go compete live on stage.
Wow. Were you surprised when you started this about how many participants were submitting to be a part of Miss Veteran America?
Yeah, so the first year we had about 60 or 70. I think because it was so out of our comfort zone, mm-hmm. I think people were kind of, you know, well, it's a pageant, and they didn't really know the background behind it. Mm-hmm. And so each year it just grows. I mean, we've got up to as many as 600 applicants,
wow.
You know, in a year. So each year it grows, and it's because of the women who compete. They go back to their neighborhoods and their communities, and they tell people, you know, and they spark, you know, many movements across the country. And as the word continues to get out, the recruitership grows.
Wow, that is awesome. And this was the fourth year?
This was the fifth year. Oh, it's my fifth anniversary this year.
Oh, wow. Well, congratulations. The fifth year. Again, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani. Our guest on the line this morning is Jazz Booth. She is the founder and CEO of Final Salute, Inc., nonprofit organization. And right now we're talking about one of the major events that the organization does every year, Miss Veteran America. And you just mentioned how it's not a pageant. It is a movement. And right now on the phone joining us, we have this year's 2016 Miss Veteran America, Molly Mae Potter. Hello, Molly. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, how does it feel being Miss Veteran America? And let everyone know a little bit about you and your background.
Yeah. So being Miss Veteran America, it's a pretty heavy weight. There's actually this great picture right now on the Miss Veteran America Facebook page of my face when I won.
Yeah.
I think most girls, when they win something like this, break down in tears, and I had the look of, oh my gosh, I have to carry the weight of and the legacy of all the female veterans that have served this country. And so it's an absolute honor. I'm incredibly humbled, but I see it as an incredible duty that I cannot fail at, that the 2 million women that have served this country in uniform since the Revolutionary War are depending on me to stand up for them. And so, yeah, it's been pretty intense.
Wow. Well, congratulations on the line right now.
Thank you.
You're listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Coca Lani. Just speaking with this year's 2016 Miss Veteran America, Molly Mae Potter. Now, Molly, where are you from and what branch did you serve? And tell us a little bit about how you prepared.
Yeah, so I am from Pilot Mountain, North Carolina. It's a small little town. It's actually the fictional town of Mayberry, so it's the Andy Griffith Show is actually based off of. That's right. You got it. And I am the daughter of two Army veterans, and I am the granddaughter of a Navy veteran, World War II veteran. And I served in the United States Air Force from 2007 until 2013. And really, to prepare for this this movement, as Jazz says, it's not a pageant. You know, I didn't have to prep for a bathing suit competition.
Okay.
You know, it's about how ingrained can you get into your community and to get people behind this movement to realize that we really have a critical situation in this country with the rise of homeless female veterans. And so I spent the year really working hard, and I spent a lot of time in my Austin community, but also wherever I went, and my social media outreach, trying to raise awareness, but also funding. So I had a massive fundraising campaign that I've been working on since January.
Wow.
And we were able to raise over $17,000.
Wow.
So,
awesome.
Yeah. And then leading up to the competition, it was studying my military history. So I went in front of a panel of five military veterans, one from each service, including a Coast Guard World War II veteran, Miss Gladys Hughes. So, you know, I had to know my military history. I had to know what final salute was about. I had to know the importance of what Jazz and her organization are doing, you know, to raise awareness in our communities and nationally. And so that was my prep. It as Jess says, it's not a pageant, it's a movement.
That is awesome. Well, congratulations again, Molly Mae Potter, the 2016 Miss Veteran America. Again, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Coca Lani, our guest on the line this morning, Molly Mae Potter, the 2016 Miss Veteran America, and Jazz Booth, the founder and president of Final Salute, which presents the Miss Veteran America movement event every year. Now, Jazz, just to talk with you more about it, you mentioned earlier that the Miss Veteran America is not a pageant. So what are the categories? I know there is no bathing suit category.
Okay. So there is a interview portion, there's a military history portion, there is a talent portion, and there is an advocacy portion. And those four categories are to basically bring out the grace, beauty, poise, and service of each one of these women. And so how well can you handle a question? How well do you know your legacy, you know, as a woman veteran? You know, have you been out there in the community and working hard to raise awareness for Final Salute, Inc.? And the talent is based on the military. They teach you a bunch of stuff that you hadn't known before, and a lot of things you have to think outside the box. So it's like, I need you to put a talent together. And that's to kind of get them to be creative, to think outside the box and help them to problem solve, which it takes to be, you know, a great leader, and help them to kind of develop themselves and add another layer onto to what they're doing. I mean, obviously, they're not going to be out in the community performing a talent, but we're all very talented women in itself, and people need to see the other, you know, the other layers of us. So in addition to wearing a uniform, you know, we're also, you know, mothers, daughters, wives, and sisters, you know, that totally encompasses women beyond a uniform. And so that's what we show one night every year for Miss Veteran America.
Wow, that is awesome. And we do have this year's Miss Veteran America winner, Molly Mae Potter, on the line. Now, Molly, what was your talent?
My talent was actually my travel photography. So
oh, wow.
I've actually been very blessed in my life that I've been able to travel to some pretty awesome places in the world. And I'm actually quite obsessed and in love with the polar region.
Okay.
So I've made multiple trips to the pole, and I always have my camera in my hand. And a lot of people ask me, you know, why would you want to go vacation in just these cold, cold areas? And then I show them my pictures and they get it because it's beautiful.
Oh, wow. That is awesome. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Coco Lani. Our guest on the line this morning is Jazz Booth, the founder and president of Final Salute, Inc. And we're talking about the annual event that the organization presents, Miss Veteran America. And on the line right now, we have the 2016 Miss Veteran America winner, Molly Mae Potter. And we can find out more about you on the official Miss Veterans website.
Yeah, there's actually two places that you can go. So you can go to Miss Veteran America website. But then we also have an incredibly active Facebook page. And I would highly encourage people to go visit the Facebook page because right now all of the pictures are coming in from the event. So you can see all the women that participated, and there's pictures of their talents, so you can see people dancing and singing and playing the piano, and we had quite a few really brilliant artists. So I would highly encourage people to go visit the Facebook page if they can, like it, follow us, and then you can also follow Final Salute through that as well.
All right, and the Facebook page, is it just Miss Veteran America?
Yeah, so if you just go to Facebook and if you type in Miss Veteran America, thus far we have over 60,000 likes, so
wow.
find that page. you'll be able to check out lots of pictures.
So everyone can go check that out, and I want to congratulate you again on your win this year for Miss Veteran America, Molly Mae Potter. Again, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Coco Lani. Our guest on the line this morning is Jazz Booth. She is the founder and president of Final Salute, Inc., identifying and meeting the unique needs of homeless women veterans and bringing awareness, also providing so many wonderful programs, as well as the annual Miss Veteran America. And Jazz, I just want to thank you so much for joining us this morning, as well as you too, Molly Mae Potter. It's been really great having you both. And Jazz, if there would be one thing that you would like our listeners to take away when they think about women veterans and Final Salute and Miss Veteran America, what would that be?
I would ask them to look up the story of Master Sergeant Tara Jacobs Brown. Jim is a Gold Star father, and he's her father, and he comes back every year to talk about Tara. When Tara was in Afghanistan, she and several of her brothers in arms were killed by a terrorist, and the terrorist did not spare her because she was a woman. Just as homelessness does not discriminate against women veterans on American soil. So Tara is just, you know, one of the stories about women veterans, and she's one of the stories that, you know, gives us the true picture of our service and sacrifice. But most people probably don't know about her because she's a woman. There are many of those stories out there that talk about how we fought blood and died, you know, for that American flag. And so when these women come back, we expect a little bit of fighting on our behalf as well.
That's right. And if you are listening and you would like to contribute or find out more information about Final Salute, Inc., you can go to the official website. And the website address again is?
It's www.finalsaluteinc.org.
All right. And Molly Mae Potter, Miss Veteran America 2016. Is there anything that you would like to leave our listeners when they think of Miss Veteran America?
Yeah, I would actually encourage any and all female veterans that you know to actually join this movement, whether it being directly participating in Miss Veteran America next year, which for me this year is probably the most rewarding thing I have done in my life post wearing the uniform in service. I mean, it was just, I finally felt like I found my purpose in life again. And if it isn't that, then please, please go like our Facebook page, join our movement, get the word out there, and be proud. Be proud that you served. We have started a campaign, Miss Veteran America, called Serve Like a Girl. And this campaign is basically for women who have served in uniform to take pride in that service. But yes, I'm a woman, and yes, I served. And I'm not embarrassed about it, and this is who I am. And I encourage and I want women who have served this country from all eras of war to help join our movement.
All right. Well, Molly Mae Potter, Miss Veteran America 2016, I want to thank you so much for joining us. And Jazz, again, the founder and CEO of Final Salute, Inc., I want to thank you for joining us this morning on DMV Spotlight. It's been really great having both of you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
All right. And that will conclude this week's edition of DMV Spotlight. My name is Coco Lani. And as always, if you're part of an organization that's doing great things in the D.C., Maryland, or Virginia area, and you'd like to be featured on an upcoming edition of DMV Spotlight, when you get a moment, go to our website, mix1073.com, and then click on the link that says DMV Spotlight, and there you can send us all the information regarding your organization. Thanks again for listening to DMV Spotlight, and have a wonderful day.